Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Wolma.
I'm Rachel Santos.
I'm Johnny Santos.
I'm Sean Francis.
And I'm James River.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
I came up with this idea after drinking tons of Jack Daniels.
So we All know right. we're in good good
but
footing.
Not enough to forget
exactly.
the idea.
Exactly. All right. It's my plan to save the animals, all right?
All right.
Second Amendment for all of God's creatures, all right?
Jesus Christ.
Someone argue a lot of them are already, you know, pretty well armed, but I want to hear this out.
Like, you know how, like, in North Korea, demilitarized zone, they have those automatic guns that just kill any humans? We should just have those in, like, the... in the jungle, so that way no poachers can go kill any of the rhinos.
So you're not actually arming the animals, you're just sort of setting up like a home security base for them.
Pretty much. Like, okay. What is more terrifying than an elephant with rocket launchers, you know what I mean?
Sharks with freaking laser beams
exactly.
in their heads. That's why I was hoping we were arming the animals. I could get fully behind arming the animals.
Except for the polar bears, because fuck the polar bears. I'm cool with those ones going extinct.
That's true. Yeah, polar bears.
Have you been attacked by a polar bear?
Well, no, but polar bears are one of the only animals that legitimately hunts people for food. Like, they see people as a prey option for themselves, and they're like, you know what? I can follow this one home from school. It's fine.
Yeah, but can you blame them, though? We're so delicious.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if you give a polar bear like a flamethrower, it's just going to kill its own kind in a way, you know?
Right, yeah, they've already had enough issues with the ice caps melting, so maybe it's just, they've, I think, earned the right to get back at humans for global warming.
All I'm saying is if there's one good thing about global warming...
Fair enough.
Fuck the polar bears.
No more PBs, bro. Polar bears, get rid of
them. See, I have a whole rant I could go on about pandas being unnecessary, but I don't want to sidetrack from James's thing. I think pandas, if we're going to rank bears, pandas are lower tier than polar for me.
Pandas would be too lazy to kill people.
Well, because pandas want to die.
Yeah, like, they literally just want
to
die.
They have zero desire to continue their species. You force
they
them
only
to mate,
eat,
and then they eat the babies.
They only eat a specific type of bamboo, and it changes, like, yearly almost what kind of bamboo that they prefer. And so they, like, starve themselves to death because if that particular bamboo that they are dieting on that period has a bad crop, well, sorry. They're not going to eat anything else.
And they only reproduce, like, what, like, 1 week a year?
Yeah,
well, they're too lazy to reproduce, pretty much,
exactly.
because they don't get enough calories to be an animal, so they kind of just have to sit around all day because they don't eat, like, enough calories to sustain themselves.
Pandas sound married to me.
Pandas can go to hell, as far as I'm concerned. But
they might become the Roman emperors of armed animals.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do a British accent, like off with their head type of thing. Like,
they're just sitting and eating, like being fed olives and grapes and things.
And they're sitting on a throne off with your head.
This bamboo is not the kind I prefer. Yeah. But anyway, back to James's original point.
The one animal I want to figure out a way to protect that way, but doesn't really work, is the bees.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they're already covered.
Okay. Counterpoint, fuck bees.
Listen,
I'm sorry,
we
don't
go
need
over
bees.
This every time.
We don't need bees.
Yes,
we have
whoa.
GMOs.
Whoa.
We don't need bees.
Hey, I'm trying to save the bees,
save
but they keep being inside my house. I can't get rid of them.
Yes.
I have bee infestation inside my house. I don't know where they're at.
Oh.
I see them.
Knock on the walls. I had them in my walls once.
Oh.
Bees are fine. Bees are chill. It's the wasps and the hornets that are
the wasps.
No, thank you. But yeah, bees have been able to protect themselves for a while, I think. So I don't know
if they
do
it.
Give them little bee guns, like a little tiny
like BB gun,
ankle holster gun. Yeah.
You can't arm the bees, but you could hide a machine gun in the nest with a little hole.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like a duck blind, but it's a hive.
Yeah.
Hive blind.
Well, whenever a Monsanto employee comes up to it, you know. Just...
That's right.
Just blasts the Monsanto.
Yeah. My one issue so far, James, is that you're choosing some pretty aggressive already, like Mother Nature and evolution have sort of already equipped these animals. Like you've got the elephants have the tusks and they're pretty large. I feel like if we're going to be protecting them, why don't we give them to like the smaller, more defenseless, like the chipmunks or the platypus. I'm just just the two, well-known animal examples off the top of my head.
I would like to give each of those animals small pocket knives and then have them battle each other.
I like that. Now we're moving more into just like dog fighting territory. So
wait a minute.
It's less for their benefit and more for our entertainment.
I thought that they were only armed against people, but they can also use it to defend themselves against bigger animals, against predators.
Well, that would offset the food chain.
I guess it depends on if there's like large invasive species that are kind of taken over.
Like the anacondas in Florida.
Yeah. Or like the fish in the Great Lake for those sea lampreys.
True. Mm,
yeah. So yeah, just I want to hear more about James's, like, for what purpose are we really trying to say, you know, arm these animals for? Is it for their self-defense or is it just to
comedic effects? Comedic effect, mostly.
Sounds like you just mostly want to watch the world burn. You're like, this is your Joker moment. I will arm the rainforest.
You just start, like, just showing rainforest animals fucking Andrew Tate videos and giving them guns.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm an American. I have to come up with American solutions, you know?
Could you make, like, birds shit grenades or something?
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, I like the genetic modification.
There it is.
Like, there's too much, like, we've already fed the weapons industry of... you know, the world, but especially America, it's out of control. But if we can actually just improve upon evolution or Mother Nature, I'm more interested in that.
It's easy with birds, too, because birds aren't real. Birds birds are government agents run by the bourgeoisie, and we all know that. So,
I mean, I have a lot of anecdotal evidence, but I guess the jury's not completely out.
Maybe James's ancestors invented dragons.
Ooh.
It's possible.
I mean,
that's an interesting theory.
I mean, that's a lot cooler than my actual ancestors, you know?
No, it would make sense. Like, the family business, it does sort of get a little watered down over the generations. So you start off with, you know, wizards and alchemy and magic creating dragons, and then now we're just like, I don't know, give the bees knives.
That idea is the bees' knees. You can end the podcast right now.
Okay, I'm leaving.
James is the original Nepo baby of mutations in animals.
I'm like the guy from Jurassic Park.
David Attenborough.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Jeff Goldblum. You're too worried about whether or not you could. You didn't stop and think about whether or not you should.
Life finds a way.
Life always finds a way. That's why we got birds.
Birds are actually technically living dinosaurs.
Birds are dinosaurs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck birds.
So aggressive against a lot of animals.
Hey, I love birds.
If an animal most ever listened time. To this podcast, they'd be like, man, they're really coming after me hard.
I like cats, and now that I think about it, I've been going after all of the same animals a cat would.
Oh, there. I mean,
like chipmunks, bees in the house, I'm going after those bad boys. Birds?
Just a cat person.
Polar bears? Yeah. Famous age-old enemy of all cats?
You know what? You know what? Let's just go ahead and say, arm the animals, okay?
Okay. All right.
So Johnny Santos is the reincarnation of Bob Barker.
A Bob Barker. Oh my god!
Are we going to arm the pets or just the wild animals?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the pets are our, like, they already arm us ultimately. You know, guard dogs.
They're our defense against the armed wild animals.
Well, yeah. Right, and also they're essentially private property, so they're our responsibility.
Can you imagine, like, just how bad that would be for, like. Like, we already have a problem with dogs and police officers already. Like, imagine if the dog had a gun.
Oh, my God.
Mailman.
The canine units, yeah.
The mailman's worst nightmare.
Honestly.
Anything else with your idea? Would you... So you're saying turrets, like, in the wild, but they would also mount them, like, on the backs of the animals? Or would it be, like, a vest? Would people have to go and keep... rearming the animals?
Yeah, that's
them.
A good point,
I mean, we wouldn't have to rearm them if they didn't go over the two of them, you know? But that's kind of
right. So, so to really boil down to it, you just want to protect the rainforests, and so we could, you know, just have stricter punishment and more manned humans guarding them and protecting them. And then cut out the middle animal, as it were. But
yeah,
if we're taking a practical approach to this ludicrous idea.
Yes, Sean, but you're forgetting the fact that this is a comedic podcast. And
any shows or anything you want to plug before we go?
Yeah, come check out Mondays at the Comedy Project, Comedy Outlet Mondays, every Monday at 7 p.m. in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And... I also perform on the weekends there, so check out their weekend shows, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 and 10, for improv and sketch specifically. But Monday, we got a little bit of everything.
I'm at Comedy at the Creek in Diamonddale, Michigan on September 23rd.
Cool.
Us too.
Nice.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This Friday, I'm going to be in Waterford at the Irish Tavern with Mikeaholics.
I'm doing Detroit to LA at Mark Ridley's on the 12th. I've got a sad clown comedy show on the 14th.
So I'm doing Sean's show, Comedy Outlet Monday, on September 18th. I have a Twitch stream called Gamey McFitness that's unrelated to comedy. I build video game controllers into fitness machines.
What? And then
play games on them. I just finished the rowing machine one. I'm going to try right after this.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.